This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has concluded a case involving multiple wildlife violations in Garfield County committed by a Jordan man, a South Carolina man, and two of his sons, and four other non-residents. The investigation uncovered offenses by all eight men, resulting in loss of hunting privileges for most, combined restitution of nearly $25,000, and $2,000 in fines and fees. Sonny Lawson III of Walterboro, South Carolina, possessed, shipped, or transported two unlawfully harvested bull elk and an antelope buck. In 2017, he was cited for possession of a turkey, a bull elk, two mule deer does, a mule deer buck, and an antelope buck. Lawson originally faced nine charges, three of them felonies, but five charges were dismissed. He pleaded guilty to two counts of possessing an unlawfully killed game animal, hunting without a valid license, and non-resident license or permit offenses, all misdemeanors. He was sentenced to pay more than $9,000 in restitution, is prohibited from hunting, fishing, or trapping for 10 years under the Interstate Wildlife Violators Compact, and cannot accompany anyone hunting in Montana for 10 years. He forfeited all wildlife mounts seized in the case. His son, Jack Lawson of Walterboro, South Carolina, pleaded guilty to hunting without a license. Another son, Cole Lawson of Waynesville, North Carolina, pleaded no contest to killing a whitetail buck in 2017 without a license. Jason Bunger of Jordan pleaded guilty to misdemeanor unlawful possession of a bull elk in 2017 and a wild turkey in 2019. Brothers Sean Irvin of Statesville, North Carolina, and Daniel Irvin of Sharon, South Carolina, both pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a game animal and hunting without a license. Justin Land of Lake City, Florida, and Carrie Harrison of South Carolina both pleaded guilty to license, permit, or tag offenses. Cole Lawson, Jason Bunger, and the Irvin brothers all faced felony charges prior to their plea agreements. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a motion in Yellowstone County District Court to hold the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in contempt for refusing to follow what it says are two court orders to change its policy for amending gender designations on birth certificates. It's been nearly a year since Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses issued a preliminary injunction against a law passed by the 2021 legislature that would have required citizens wishing to change a birth certificate gender designation to provide a court order along with a doctor's testimony that an unspecified surgical procedure had been completed. A group of organizations led by two transgender plaintiffs sued the state, saying the newly minted law was illegal. They asked for a preliminary injunction. Judge Moses granted the injunction, which usually means the law reverts back to whatever existed before the court case. In this case, it was the 2017 rule that used a one-page form to change a birth certificate. But during the ongoing legal battle, the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services argued that as part of the new law, the legislature had wiped out the 2017 procedure, and so the department was forced to create a new rule last year. That interpretation was appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, where a ruling issued earlier this month seemed to clarify that DPHHS was not only capable of reverting back to the 2017 rule, it was legally mandated to do so. But the ACLU says the state agency will not use its 2017 rule, even after the state Supreme Court ordered it to. The ACLU filed a motion to hold the state in civil contempt, a rare measure. In its filing, the ACLU asks that the state be forced to explain to a judge why it should not be held in contempt, and further asks Judge Moses to order the department to comply with the preliminary injunction and the Supreme Court order that mandates the agency use its 2017 rule. The ACLU is also asking that within 10 days of granting the motion, that DPHHS issue a copy of the court's order to every agent, officer, and employee of DPHHS with any responsibility for processing requests to amend birth certificates, as well as reasonable attorney's fees arising out of the legal wrangling that has bounced between the district and Supreme Court. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.